All he did was glance out of the window. Within the frame, a woman walked through a square of light, striking the pavement. A bird launches, curves and climbs away from the branches of a tree, which nod in some kind of agreement. He blinks, but the woman has disappeared round a corner. The sunlight's broken by clouds, and the bird has gone. I've had the most wonderful moment, he later tells a friend, who shrugs. You saw a bird fly from a tree. Already the scene is fading. How full was the light? Which paving stones did it cover? He never even saw her face. That night, the man has a dream. He's building his own version. A flimsy bird made of tissue and glue, he's stringing to a branch, which nearly creates the sway he remembers. But he can't get the angle, and the bird swings straight into the window and disintegrates. Next day he's waiting, ready at the same time, but the clouds don't part. The only bird he spots is a pigeon. Perhaps the woman will pass again. The man's spirits begin to fall, even when the sun makes a late appearance. The couple in the flat above stand at their window, arm in arm, as the sun sets before them. Like it's just for us, she says, wishes they had a camera. And he says, wait a minute. I know where it is. They pull apart, but it's not in the drawer. So they start to search in the cupboard. Try the wardrobe, while all around them, night sinks in.
For a bird, fly far from a tree, but he never saw her face. For a bird, fly from a tree.